And our first cultural continuum in quite a while, because yeah. we took Easter off and then we had the fun drive off. Shelby Pierce joins me now across the on the other microphone.
Yeah, hi.
From Pico and Company. Hello, Shelby.
Hello.
Nice to have you back.
Good to be back.
And thank you for tuning in for Cultural Continuum. Just want to mention a couple of things that just started up here a couple of days ago on the 1st of May. Campgrounds, cabins, restrooms, and shelters at Woodbury's parks are now open for public use. Woo-hoo. Parks opening include Snyder Bend Park, Browns Lake Bigelow Park, the Southwood Conservation Area, and Fowler Forest Preserve near Smithland, and Little Sioux Park near Correctionville. Also, just getting underway here on Wednesday was the Sioux City Farmers Market just west of yeah. the Tyson Event Center, and coming soon will be Food Truck Fridays.
Man, we're picking it up.
Yeah. It's summertime.
That's
almost.
Right.
Close.
That's right.
Very close.
So, all right, let's move on to the fun things to do this weekend. Let's see here. On Friday, May 3rd, the Marquee.
That's tonight.
Oh, that is tonight. Marquee will host True Stories Told on Stage and Poetry. Hmm. That'll be tonight from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The event will feature a performance by Alex Irwin, plus poetry by Charlie Pico. Attendees will also be invited to share a short story, poem, or reflection during a brief open mic. Hmm.
Lamb Arts Regional Theater is presenting Boeing Boeing. That starts tonight and runs through the 19th of May with nighttime shows at 7:30 and Sunday matinees at 1:30. Boeing Boeing tells the story of a bachelor named Bernard and how he juggles three attractive stewardesses but sees his foolproof scheme backfire when the new faster jets are introduced. Go to lambtheater.com for more.
Vanguard Arts will host the performance of Watermelon Slim and the Workers on tonight from 8 to 11 p.m. Watermelon Slim is an American blues musician who has been playing music professionally for over 40 years and has shared the stage with other musicians such as John Lee Hooker, Robert Cray, Bonnie Raitt, among others. For more information, you can go to vanguardarts.com.
And I will be heading out of the show today with music from Watermelon Slim. Club Riviera is presenting Sioux City's Cinco de Mayo Outdoor Festival on Cuatro de Mayo, Saturday, mm-hmm. May 4th, tomorrow, beginning at 2 o'clock. The event will feature live music. There's a talent show finale. Apparently, there were previous bouts of the talent show earlier on. Food, drinks, and more. That event is open to the public.
Vanguard Arts will host a performance of Bon Finken. On Saturday, May 4th, from 8 to 11 p.m., Finken is an award-winning pop artist, rock vocalist, producer, creative director, songwriter, and composer.
And Unity in Action is hosting Cinco de Mayo, another Cinco de Mayo event on Sunday, a Cinco de Mayo proper, that's mm-hmm. on May 5th, from noon to 7 at the Dybel Soccer Complex in South Sioux City. It's a free event and a celebration that commemorates the Battle of Puebla. It will feature live music, traditional ballet folklorico, authentic Mexican food, bouncy houses, and entertainment for the entire family.
Nice. One Book, One Siouxland will host a film screening of The Grapes of Wrath on Sunday, May 5th from 1:30 to 3:45 p.m. at the Sioux City Public Library's main branch location. The Grapes of Wrath traces the journey of the Joad family from Oklahoma to California, where they find not the fabled land of their dreams, but a place with few jobs, low wages, and inadequate worker housing. For more information, you can go to siouxcitylibrary.org.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center is presenting U.S. Stamps That Put Sioux City and Iowa in the Spotlight. That's a long title, but it's kind of a cool thing. Bob Ferguson will be presenting that Sunday at 2 o'clock. He's been a longtime stamp collector, and he'll highlight stamps that honor Iowans who reached national acclaim in fields as diverse as politics, electronics, music, and acting. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com to find out more.
Steve, did you know that there's scratch and sniff stamps?
What?
I know, I gotta ask Bob about it.
Okay, well that sounds very intriguing.
Also to do, the Sioux City Chamber Music will conclude its 43rd season with the performance by violinist Eric Grossman and pianist Richard Steinbeck on Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church. Grossman and Steinbeck will perform a sneak preview of their upcoming debut at Carnegie Hall.
It's going to be a big event.
Yeah.
Richard Steinbach returning, and we'll have Eric Grossman with him, and that'll be kind of a great way to preview that event if you're not lucky enough to be going along on the big road trip to New York City. Dickinson County Conservation Board is hosting Birding on the Green on Monday morning at 7 in the morning at Brooks Golf Club. Attendees will head out in golf carts to check off up to 60 birds with other local birders. Binoculars are also provided for those who need them. Local birding pros will help identify species that are seen and heard. Can you be a professional birder? Is that something you can get paid doing now?
I don't know.
Neat.
I mean, Steve Martin made that movie, so probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
The Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center will host a screening of short films on Tuesday, May 7th, beginning at 1 p.m. The screening will feature projects from students of the Video and Media Production Program at Western Iowa Tech. The event is free and open to the public.
There is a job fair coming up. Goodwill of the Great Plains will be hosting a job fair on Wednesday, starting midday at 11 o'clock and going till 3 o'clock at the Mary J. Trelia Community House in Sioux City. Attendees will be able to meet with local employers about available job opportunities. That is a free event and open to the public.
Western Iowa Tech Community College will hold its 10th annual Show and Shine open house on Wednesday, May 8th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. in parking lot number 4 by the Auto Body building on campus. The event will include tours of the Auto Body facility, demonstrations of paint simulator, and the unveiling of this year's student project car, a 1955 Chevy Bel Air,
ooh,
and a 1972 Chevy Blazer. Attendees are invited to bring their own car or motorcycle. Do not walk. I'm just kidding. All makes and models are welcome. The event is free and open to the public.
And finally, this event is 1 week from tonight, but it's a big event and it's an important event. The Orpheum Theater is hosting Singing for Sanford on Friday, May 10th. Again, that's next Friday. The social hour begins at 5 o'clock. The performance itself is at 6 o'clock and lots of people singing and dancing, doing hit songs from Broadway, as well as movies as Rent, Dear Evan Hansen, The Greatest Showman, and many, many others. It's a big, huge event. Some people coming back to Sioux City, former Sioux City performers coming back from Kansas City, upstate New York, and I think Des Moines. So,
cool.
Yeah, so some people based in Sioux City, some people that used to be based in Sioux City, but it's a big night for the Sanford Center, and that's next Friday night at the Orpheum.
Thanks.
And that will do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have something that you would like to hear us talk about, you can email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. Wishing you a great morning on behalf of my co-host Shelby Pierce and executive producer Jorge Quesada, and leaving you with music of Mr. Watermelon Slim. It's important to stay hydrated, so watermelon's good for that, right?
There you go.
Okay, Watermelon Slim, wrapping up today's edition of The Cultural Continuum.
Things were getting slow in San Francisco. Jobs for musicians were few. All the nightclubs were going to disco. And video games and pool. I got a job in the factory, cause my bills were coming due. But when I saw my paycheck, I felt just like a fool. I can't tax man have done to me. Cause the money I've been making just ain't the money that some kind of minimum wage, cause it's just what I've been making. When I looked at my paycheck stub, got so mad I started shaking. Now you know $3 times 40 ought to come out to 120. But when I saw my take home, I'm lucky if I took home any. I don't believe what the tax man has done to me. Here come the eyes.